Ladies and gentlemen, we're breaking in. We're breaking in right now. I know we've sent Larry Vader out in the death copter because of the incredible winter calamity going on across the nation. Larry, are you there?
Big Fatty, can you hear me?
I can. Did you get de-iced before getting in the air?
No, it's 65 degrees.
Oh. Well, that's not really very important.
No.
Is it?
No,
it
well, but for y'all, weather climate
calamity.
Change. We've got 65 degrees while the rest of the country is under a winter weather advisory. Please stay off the roads, and that way we can travel a little bit easier if you're
that's
off
true.
The road.
I just that way we can just not worry about it.
Why don't you bring the cop roll back? We're just wasting gas now. Speaking of gas.
Ooh.
Get stopped by Taco
here
Bell.
We go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. They're funny, they're wild, they're gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Perfect.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the Need New Glasses, 26th of January, 2026.
Woo.
In the sizzling year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, I'm one of your hosts, the year older than last we spoke.
Yes.
Yep. Larry H. Bacon, that's...
Bacon.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
B-A-C-O-N, Larry H. Bacon.
Is there a big announcement that that you're going to be making today?
I will spend
Are
the entire
betrothed?
Show... I will spend the entire show... pledging my love to Mrs. Kathy Bacon. Now, we'll get to that later. And joining me today, as always, is, well, he wasn't in the Lost Wages, but he was at the horror weather. It's Big Fatty,
yes.
Everyone.
Hi.
Ooh, y'all.
Ooh. Let me tell you.
Did y'all hear the BFO that he recorded at the horror motel?
Yes.
If anyone was wondering, Daniel, why I will not go back to the horror weather weekend, other than the lovely Mac and Flo Rida and the giggles, and Chris. So basically, Big Fatty's horror friends.
So, gay country boy Wes, you wouldn't go back.
Absolutely not. No. Okay. And he'll never hear that because he doesn't
unsubscribed.
Listen. Unsubscribed. But y'all, they just laid around and, this is what we're doing. We're just going to sleep here in Big Fatty's room while he records a little show.
You know, I asked him if they had signed the guest book because it was like a wake.
I heard, and I don't disagree with that at all. Y'all, it was low energy.
Energy, you are.
Yeah, basically. The solar panels, weren't working because the sun wasn't out, I guess. But yeah. Yeah. So, well, Big Fatty, how you been? Y'all, I have not seen Big Fatty or spoken to him since he dropped me off at the area of Puerto over 2 weeks ago.
I believe that's Mexican for
area of Puerto. Yes. Now, y'all, I have to tell you before Big Fatty answers, I was taking him out for soup for my birthing day.
Soup!
And y'all, we were both, and Big Fatty didn't mention this on his little show, but y'all, we were both devastated because the first soup place we went to, wasn't just closed. It was a whole new business.
Right.
Y'all, we are both so unconnected to the eating out and whatnot. Y'all, neither one of us knew. We pulled up and I said, well, that's not soup. That's gala food. I guess because we didn't know they closed.
Maybe we're ready to move to Walnut Hills.
Maybe. But y'all talk to the new skull when I was back in the at the coal mine, and she's like, oh, that's been that gala place for over a year. And I said, well, I guess it's been that long since I've eaten at the soup place. So but y'all, instead we went to the Panera Bread.
Yes.
Y'all, it was delicious.
It was good.
It was delicious. So, Big Fatty, how was your last 2 weeks? You know, you're very busy, very busy with the horror.
Well, you know, it's it was a tiring weekend for me because I'm running the show, so to speak. Daniel even gave me a compliment. He says, I thought you.
And you took that as a compliment. Okay. All right. Well. Yeah. Daniel, I've been to Leather Weather. I know. But yes. Well, I'm glad. I was. All Chris was releasing a video, shall we say, about this time. So he's messaging me during all this. Like, we had been chatting the whole week leading up to it because I was giving him some advice. About his little video he was putting out. And it was a good attempt. It was. But it was... Obviously, he was very nervous making a video. So we had been chatting and whatever. So, no. I was not responsible for the jine symbol he was making with his hands. He had already been put to that or put onto that before he got to me. And y'all, I'm just going to be honest with you. If you ask for my advice, and because it is not personal, I want you to succeed in what you're doing. What you have done is not it. And so I was like, here's what I would do. And I gave, and he said, that's a lot of work. And I said, well, that's why you needed me, not one of your friends with an iPhone. So either way, but anyway, none of that matters. Chris is great. He's doing well and everything, but, and we're good, but y'all, it just, he was giving me the updates and I said, whew, so sorry. I missed that. I am sorry that I didn't get to see the Mac and Flo Rida and Giggles. I don't really know Giggles, but Mac is a lovely human being. He's cute too. He's a cute little thing. The hobos are out back. Good Lord. Right, felt like it. Unsubscribe. Oh. Ooh, that's so kind. He's well, sometimes he's a giver. Good. I'm glad everybody that was there was fun. Y'all, I heard that, I don't remember what their nicknames are for the show, but Sean and Ryan, I don't remember what we nicknamed them, but y'all, they're lovely too. Okay. They're lovely too. And y'all, they enjoy it, but they also live in Florence, South Carolina. So really the bar's low. The last few times I've been to the Pulse Ultra Club, I have not seen them. So I haven't caught up with them in a while, but so good. Well, I'm glad it went well. And, all Chris can get out the hazmat suit and the pressure washer and get to work on, you know, cleaning the place up. So, y'all, I went to the Lost Wages for my birthing day. Yes. And y'all, I will say this. I don't want to spend the whole... Y'all, we've talked about my trips enough. So I decide... And truthfully, there isn't a lot to say. And it was not a great trip. It was a good trip, but it was not a great trip. But y'all, Big Fatty, y'all just super kind. Took me to the area of Puerto... Y'all, I got there way too early. But... You know, I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time for soup. And, you know, we did. And, y'all, it was way too early. But y'all got to the gate and sat there and just, you know, I like to decompress a little bit. But, y'all, I was flying through the O'Hare, which is out of the way to get there. So... Yeah, I talked to Omar. Y'all, the whole point of the trip was, the point of the trip was the birthing day, but flying through O'Hare was a tight-ish connection, but it was... Flying through O'Hare adds time to your travel because it's an indirect way to get there. It is not a straight line across to Vegas because Vegas is fairly south. So, and, you know, O'Hare is not. Chicago is not. So you kind of go up and then back down. But the timing meant that I left here at what? I think my flight was at what, 12:30 or something? Because I think you picked me up about 10. Because, no, my flight must have been at 1:30. Yeah. So my flight must have been at 1:30. And so I didn't have to get up super early. I wouldn't be tired. But I landed there at like 6:15, 6:20, something like that, p.m. in the evening. So it was not super late. And since it was my birthday, I then said, well, I can go out and have a beverage. No beverage. So that's why I did that. But y'all, it was a tight connection. Miss Horty had to put the fat in gear and get from, you know, like A to E or something like that. But it was good. The flight was good. But y'all, this is all there was nowhere to upgrade to because I was already in first. So yeah, I bought first. Yeah. The pilot. So I'm getting off the, I was on a, like a regional jet from here to Chicago, which I love because they're fast, but they're comfortable. Even in coach, they're fairly comfortable in those 175. So, y'all, I was getting off the plane and the flight attendant and the captain were sitting there and they said, oh, happy birthday, Mr. Vader. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And you know what? Like, that meant a lot because I know CRMs, I know how it works. I understand that. But like, they were looking for me specifically. Like, they didn't come to my seat. They knew who I was. Right. So that was nice. And y'all boarded, had a great seat on the Chicago to Vegas flight. But y'all, it's 4 hours. And I'm going to tell you, that pushes my, like, can sit comfortably limits. For that long. And y'all, there was no one next to me. And then finally this young lady rushes on and she sits down and the flight attendant comes by and says, would you like a water or a sparkling wine before we take off? And I said, yes, I will take bubbles. And the young lady sitting next to me, putting her stuff away and all, says, she's like, I mean, I'd prefer beer. And the flight attendant says, well, you'd have to like shotgun that and like 6.5 minutes. And the young lady says, so I can have two? And I turned to her and I said, I like you. I was like, I like you. And y'all, that was a mistake. Because y'all, she wouldn't shut up. And so we got stuck taxiing for about 45 minutes and, because of, right. And we still landed on time, but it was just, or maybe a few minutes late, but, it turns out y'all, the young lady was, it was her first, her boyfriend's first time flying and he was sitting in a different seat and y'all, she wouldn't stop talking. And I said, would you like me to switch seats with you, with your, or with your boyfriend? And she said, I couldn't ask you to do that. And I said, I mean, you know, whatevs. And so, I mean, we were pushed back, but the flight attendant came by and I was like, or the purser, y'all, I believe his name was Quinella. And he came by. Yeah. Yeah. And I said, Quinella, I hate to be difficult. And he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, stop right there. He said, you don't have any trouble being difficult. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I said, you're right. I said, yeah, I said, I want to switch seats with this young lady's boyfriend so they can sit together. He was like, oh, that's not difficult. No big deal. And I said, well, you've already taken the food order. And he said, I've done this for 40 years. Do you think I can't remember where to bring your chicken salad? And I said, all right. I switched seats and it was this whole ordeal because the fat woman that I was in, y'all, it was the back row of first in the corner against, and y'all, all things I don't like, but it was fine. And the lady looked at me that I was sitting next to and she said, that was hectic and I don't know how to feel about you right now, but that was very kind. And I said, it was self-preservation. She wouldn't stop talking. And she said, for both of us, he doesn't have on deodorant. And I said, okay. So we didn't speak again. But y'all, it was right. She and I both had to get up and TT a time or two, you know. Y'all, I was walking back down the aisle from TTing and the young lady who I'd been sitting next to had somehow ended up in the seat that I was in after all this. On the aisle, and she was like, oh, she's like, I just want to say thank you again. This meant so much. It's his first flight and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, it's not a problem. Like, I hope y'all have fun in Vegas. They were just there for two nights. And I said, I hope you have fun in Vegas, you know, whatever. They're young. They were clearly, well, I think they might've been in their 30s, but, she said here, she's like, can I give you $100? And I said, no. Like I said, the purser already gave me future flight credit and miles, you know, whatever, which I did not want, but he said, either take them or I'm just going to put them on your account. And I said, all right. So, she slips me something. Y'all, she slipped me the drugs. Well, it looked like a BC powder. And I said, and she said, there's one for staying up all night and there's one for if you just want to go to bed. And I said, okay, thank you. I immediately threw those away once we landed. But y'all, it was good. Sitting next to me, she needed it. It was a good trip. Landing on Friday, night and going right out to the hog for the birthing day, not how I like to vacation. It's a lot. It makes for a long day. It was good. Didn't do a lot. Gambled a metric shit ton. Lost every single penny. For the next 6 months, and pay the staff. I don't like logically the house always wins, but y'all, it just percentage wise, it just didn't, it didn't seem possible. Yeah. It didn't seem possible that I could have lost that much, but y'all, when I was on the plane, something came across my podcast feed. I had, you know, we were not far into the flight and we were just kind of over South Dakota. Mm-hmm. everyone. The true love of my life inspired this reading from the Book of Bacon. Okay, I can't tell from here. Oops, I've closed the Book of Bacon. Then all who trust in Bacon will be glad and forever full. You will love them and Bacon and rejoice in Bacon, because Bacon will rejoice about you on her podcast. For you, Bacon, fry up nice and crispy. Surround us with flavor like a shield. That's the fifth book of Bacon, verses 12 through 13. Y'all, Mrs. Bacon said the kindest things that Big Fatty then put on his little show, which I didn't know because I didn't listen because I was rushing to get out of the house that day. I love you, Mrs. Bacon. Thank you, Mrs. Bacon. Y'all, I hope everyone knows, of course, I was just teasing Mrs. Bacon about not loving me anymore. But, you know, she's... Oh. So, yes, I was going to sing a song, but then I decided that reading from the Book of Bacon was a lot... Right. Right. Oh, speaking of prayers.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the names of people born on this day. And I have to tell you if they're dead or alive. And then, of course, I have to tell you who they are because you'll never guess it because they're obscure. Kevin McCarthy, alive. Y'all, he is, upon many other things, he's an actor, y'all, and he's married to that Melissa McCarthy. Also married to that Melissa McCarthy, yes. Live. That's a good one. Dead? I'm going with y'all. He is the sports ball announcer, the Bob Uecker. Ooh, I thought I remembered that. How about that? Ooh, y'all, you would best know him for his thumbs up or thumbs down, the ratings of the movies and whatnot, with his partner Ebert, Roger Ebert. I think Gene Siskel is the one that's dead. Oh, so that means he's alive. Perfect. We've got plenty of time. Oh. Ooh, you should ask Daniel Brewer about this. Anita Baker is alive, as far as I know. Y'all, she was the crazy right-wing politician From the Flo Rida. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh. No, no. I know who I'm thinking of. How dare you? Yeah. Yes. Oh, her career's dead. Oh. 66. Okay. I knew she was older than... I mean, because y'all, she... I mean, she... God, that talk show came on 20 years ago. So... Yeah, if not more. I remember when you and Larry Clyde tried to audition to get on it. Yeah. Ah. That's right. Oh, well. Well, at least it was something you could use. I mean, yeah. Well, we wouldn't want... Indeed. I know. Also, that can't be right. Like, I don't know. It's 46. I'm 46. And I thought he was more than 20 years older than me. But maybe I've misremembered that. Oh. It could be. Oh, well, I wouldn't know. I haven't heard from Doc Stone in years. Never again. Never again. Well, he would send an e-letter or a voice letter to meh@thelfc.online. And, I mean, we may have voice letters. I haven't opened the e-letter. So, where do I click that? Except that we're recording. No, we don't. I was going to say, oh, wait, something just popped up. No, we don't have either of those. Okay, that's from the HOA. Yes. So y'all, I'm back. I'm going to tell you, getting back into a routine after basically a month of not having any routine. It's not fun. It's quite not fun, actually. It's tough. So I'm hanging in there. I'm finally getting out of bed and doing things that I need to do. But y'all, I mean, I have a new pillow. I won a pillow in Lost Wages. That was the only thing I won from all the gambling, was a pillow. A vacuum pack memory foam pillow. Yes, it was the prize they gave me for losing that day. Probably not coin in, but losing from button presses, probably $600. I won a pillow. So yeah. Oops. Yeah, no doubt. I need to remove that old one. Layer of crickets on top of that. Yeah. Not a lot. Y'all, I got a big project that's due real soon at the coal mine. Probably not going to make it. But and some big things to get ready for next week at the coal mine. And y'all, then it's big doings. Big coal miner pickaxe doings. And then y'all, it's time for the Superb Owl. So big doings there. Y'all will not be going to Lost Wages for the Superb Owl, even though I got invited about 400 times for the Superb Owl events, will not be flying. I am. And there was a shortage of gin that week. I don't really know. There's something's going on that week that I'm going back, but yeah. Joanne.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That's Navy Larry on my hands. Similar, but it's because Navy Lair and I had just gone to the gym, and I think I touched something. But yeah, anyway, similar.